So let's review. Our shir began with the final halacha of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Afal anochosh korach al akeva lo yafsik. Even if a snake is wrapped around his heel, he should not interrupt his davening. The Gemara differentiates between various animals. In the case of the Mishnah, since a snake will attack only when provoked, he must not interrupt his davening. However, a scorpion will always sting a person. Therefore, one may interrupt his davening. A black ox is considered dangerous during the spring season, and one may also interrupt his davening. Since dangerous animals were mentioned, the Gemara relates a well-known story. There was an aroid which was harming people. After being told about it, Reb Chanina ben Deisa placed his heel on the opening of its hole in the ground. The aroid bit him, and the aroid died. Reb Chanina ben Deisa then brought it to the Beis HaMidrash and said, Ru'u b'ni, ein aroid memes, ila hachet memes. See, my children, it's not the aroid that kills, but rather the sin that kills, which means the aroid is only a messenger of Hashem to punish those that are deserving of punishment. We then continue with the next Mishnah, which teaches us where to insert certain tefillas. Zog the Mishnah. Maskirin gvuras geshamim b'tchiyas ha-mesim. We mention Masha v'racha merda geshem in the second bracha of Shemayna Esrei, which ends with Mechaya ha-mesim. Rav Yosef in the Gemara explains, Mitech sheshkula k'tchiyas ha-mesim l'fikach kavu b'tchiyas ha-mesim. Because rain is similar to tchiyas ha-mesim in that it sustains life by causing produce to grow, it was inserted in the bracha of tchiyas ha-mesim. The Mishnah continues. V'she'ela b'berichas Hashanim, we say v'sein talam mater in the bracha of Mevarach Hashanim. Rav Yisrael explains, Mitechshu parnasa l'ficha kavua b'berichas parnasa. Because rain helps produce food, therefore we mention it in the bracha of parnasa. The Mishnah continues, V'havdala b'chein hadas, and we say havdala in the bracha of chein hadas. Rav Yisrael explains, Mitechshu hi chachma kavua b'berichas chachma. Since it takes wisdom to differentiate between things, such as kodesh and chayil, we say at the chayin aton in the bracha of chachma, which is chayin hadas. Here the Rabban give another reason. Mitech shehu chayil lefikach kavu b'birchas chayil. Since Avdola marks the end of the Shabbos and the beginning of the week, we mention it in the first bracha of the weekdays. Ravami adds, we see the importance of das understanding from the fact that it is the first of the weekday brachas. Actually, regarding Havdalah, the Mishnah cites a three-way machlekes. The Tanakam, as mentioned, holds that we say Havdalah b'chayin hadas. Reb Kiva Omer Omer b'bracha revius b'fnei asma. Reb Kiva says Havdalah is recited separately as a fourth bracha. Reb Elazar Omer b'haidah. Reb Elazar says that Havdalah should be recited in the bracha of Moedim. The Gemara asks, how can there be a machloikis in such a matter? Since the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were Mesak and old tefillas and brachas, let's see where they place this bracha. The Gemara answers as follows. Betchila kavu betfila. Originally, they instituted Havdalah be said in davening. At the time, the people were poor and couldn't afford wine. Hashiru kavu ala kois. Sometime later, the people became more affluent. So they instituted the Havdalah be recited over a cup of wine and removed it from davening. During this period that Havdalah was not mentioned in davening, the people forgot its place. Hanu chazdu b'kavu b'tfila. Sometime later, the people became poor again. So they put Havdalah back into the davening. Now they did not remember where in davening to recite Havdalah. However, in order that the minhag should not vary every time there's a change in the economic situation, they said, Havdalah must always be recited during davening, and when affordable, again over a cup of wine. This results in another halacha. If you forgot to say Masha Ruach Merid Hageshem, or V'sein Talam Mater, you must go back or daven again. But if you omit Atachayin Atanu, you don't go back because you will later make Havdalah on wine. However, the Gemara later adds, Ta Bezu Bezu Chayz L'Reish. If one forgot Havdalah both times, and Eder did a Malacha, he must go back and do both, daven again and recite Atachayin Atanu, and then make Havdalah ala Kais. The Gemara adds, if one made Havdalah ala Kais first, and then davens, of course he must be Mavdal B'Tfila, because the Havdalah in davening was the original Takana. The Gemara cites several Amiram who all agree that Havdalah should be recited twice. However, the Gemara also brings a Braisa which disagrees and says, HaMavdal B'Tfila Meshubach Yisr Memishayavdal ala Kais. One who recites Havdalah in davening is more praiseworthy than one who makes Havdalah over a cup of wine. Vim hivdil bezu b'le hivdil bezu, yenuchu le brachas al reichai. And if indeed he made Havdalah only once, let blessings rest on his head, because if he would repeat Havdalah al kais, it would be a bracha shein tzricha, an unnecessary bracha which is forbidden from the pasuk of leisisa shemakech al hashav. The Gemara concludes, Amli ravinu le rava hilchas amai. What is halach in this matter? Amalei ki kiddush. Ma kiddush avagav de mekadesh betzlusa mekadesh akasa. Af havdala nami avagav de mavdal betzlusa mavdal akasa. Just as kiddush, although we recite it during davening, we repeat over a cup of wine. So to havdala, although we said it in davening, we repeat it again over a cup of wine. The Gemara next has a discussion. Be yomtiv shechaliyas achar Shabbos. When yomtiv follows Shabbos, Since on Yom Tov we don't say the bracha of Chayin Hadas, where do we recite Havdalah? Rabbi Yochanan says that in this case we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer to recite Havdalah in the bracha of Maidim. However, Rabbi Yosef Paskins, he rules that we follow Rav and Shmuel, who composed Batoy Diyenu, which is what we do to this very day. The next Mishnah teaches us that we silence one who says one of the following three phrases during Shemoneh Esrei. One, Ha'imr al kan tzipor yagir rachamecha. One who says, your mercy extends to the bird's nest. The Gemara brings a machloikis as to the reason for this halacha. One opinion is, because he makes it seem that Hashem only has rachmanis on the birds and not on his other creatures. The other opinion is, he implies that this mitzvah is because of Hashem's rachmanis. Actually, all mitzvahs are decrees from Hashem. The second one was, one who says, for your goodness, your name is remembered. The Gemara explains because he implies that we thank Hashem for good things only. And we have a Mishnah later in Amasechta, you must bless Hashem for the bad just as you bless Hashem for the good. And the third statement is Maidim Maidim. He says the word Maidim twice. The Gemara explains, Mishum de Mechzik Shtei Rishuyis, because it appears as if he is thanking two Rishuyis, two powers. Therefore, if he says any one of the above mentioned phrases, we silence him. The Gemara relates a similar incident where the Chazan added other praises of Hashem which were found objectionable. After saying Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, VaHanoira, he added another seven attributes of Hashem. After he finished, Rav Chanina said to him, Siamtinu l'kulu shvachi demarcha? Have you completed all the praises of your master? Of course not. Even the three terms Hagodol, Hagibor, VaHanoira, we can only say because we find in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu said them, and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah placed them into the text of the Tefillah. Otherwise, all our praises fall far short of Hashem's greatness and are inadequate due to our limited understanding. Therefore, it is inappropriate to mention additional praises that are not part of the Nusach HaTefillah. The next and last halach of this daf is, Kaloimer Shema Shema, Kaloimer Moidim Moidim Dami. One who repeats the word Shema twice is like one who repeats Moidim twice, because this also seems like he's accepting two Rishuyas, and therefore he should be silenced.